you, thank you. Great job. All right, please be seated. God bless you. Welcome, welcome. Great to see our garage group coordinator, Bill Westfall. Wonderful that you're here. You've heard me tell stories about the garage group, all kinds of interesting stories. So Bill is the coordinator of that. He started that years ago at Point Loma Nazarene College and moved it into his garage, and that's how we got the name Garage Group. So, yeah, wow. Well, last Sunday I started a series, Living the Word of God. Why would I do that? Why do we want to live what's written in this book? Why not? It's the truth. It's a living word of God, right? Hebrews 4:12. I shared this last week with you. We're going to do a quick review because we need to understand that the greatest reality that we will ever experience in our life is the word of God living in our life. Did you hear what I said? The greatest reality that you will ever experience is this word of God living in your hearts. What a great opportunity we have to have the truth living in our life. And I went on to share Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick, or that's the old King James. What's the word quick mean? Alive. It's a living word of God. And it's what? Powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrows, right? Discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, we've got a living word of God. Now, what's the most important thing that we could do in living the word of God? Well, I'm sure you have some thoughts on that. Here's mine, and I shared this last week. It is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and spirit. Right? With all your heart, with all your soul, mind, and strength. That's God's commandment. That's what he said in the Old Testament. He said it in the Gospels. He wants to be loved. And why not? He invented life, right? He started life. He's the creator of life. Without him, we are nothing. With him, we are everything. We are everything. So to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, why not? Look what he's done for us. Look who he is for us. We had such a great morning the other morning when Jeannie shared that she was working on who God is to her. And she was looking for 100 things, and I threw out a couple, and then we went on and on and on. A couple hundred, huh? Yeah. So wonderful. God is so great to us. My goodness. So, let's take it another step farther, okay? We want to love God, right? With our whole being. But God says something else that we need to do. Matthew, if you'd like to join me in Matthew 22:37, it says there that Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, or in this section it says with all your soul and with all your mind. Verse 38 says, and this is the first and great commandment. Then there's verse 39, okay? And the second is like unto the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, who's your neighbor? Now, in my simple mind, I think, well, it's my next door neighbor, Miguel, or the Bucks. Dave Bucks, no. And I've got a neighbor on the other side of Miguel. If you've been to my house, there's some, you know, the neighbors on either side, their house looks great, probably better than mine. But the one on the other side of Miguel is zero. The guy does nothing to his yard. He's a hermit. He has to be. I haven't seen him maybe a couple times in the last 5 years. I met him several years ago in the alley. He had a roller device with magnetic something on the roller. It was pretty neat. He was picking up nails and screws and things that were in the alley, which was pretty nice to do that. And we went to his garage, and I wanted to meet this guy and talk to him, love on him a little bit. And he was just a strange fella. And he never comes out of his house. You never see him. And a couple weeks ago, I thought, I want to reach out to this guy. He's my neighbor. So I went and knocked on his door. Yeah, who is it? This is Bob. I live on the other side of Miguel here. Yeah. Are you the ones doing the fellowships and you got people parking in front of my house? Yes. Well, I don't like it. I'm sorry. I come over here. I'd like to meet you. If there's anything I can do for you, go away. Yeah, I mean, he just kind of brushed me off, and I felt pretty bad. Obviously, I wanted to touch this guy's life some way or fashion, but I tell you what, I'm still praying that I'm going to reach that guy. I really do. He's my neighbor. But the neighbor is anybody else. It's not your next door neighbor where you live. It's everybody and anybody. So God wants us to, he wants to be loved, right? But he wants us to love one another. That's a big deal for God. That's huge for him. Now, we live in a world where people don't like each other, love each other. They don't care about each other, right? We're fighting, we're killing each other. We're mad at each other, we don't forgive each other. That's not God's heart. God wants us to love one another. Living the Word of God is loving one another. What does that mean? What does that mean? And to share this with you, Jeannie and I received a letter recently as I was working this subject from Joyce Meyer. I think many of you have heard of Joyce Meyer. And we support her ministry. That's part of our financial giving, abundant sharing. And a side note about abundant sharing. Let me share this. And this is our life. The Word of God talks about giving, right? Financial giving. And we're supported by your giving, partially. And we have retirement stuff. But we still give. We still give. And of course, we support our own ministry. But we support other ministries as well. Because it's a principle in God's Word to give financially. That's the side note. Back to who? Joyce Meyer, she wrote a letter to us, and a bunch of other folks too, probably same letter. But she was on the subject of loving others. Loving others. And this was a big deal for her. And I want to quote what she said about this. She said, "Do you want more joy in your life? A deeper sense of peace and contentment? Wouldn't it be great to wake up knowing your life is full of meaning? That you're living each day with purpose, joy, and peace?" She's talking about loving on other people here. I believe, she goes on to say, that kind of life is absolutely possible, and it starts with a simple but powerful decision. And this is it, choosing to love people. That's right, it's a choice. To choose to love people. People disappoint us, don't they? Sometimes that's the last thing we want to do, is hang out with somebody. God says to love one another. And it's a choice. It really is. We make the choice. I made the choice to go talk to that neighbor. And I'm going to follow through with him. We'll see what happens. She goes on to say, not just people who are easy to love, but the people who are difficult, messy, prickly, and even hurtful. Wow. Again, that's the choice that changed my life. I don't know what, you know, has gone on in her heart and life that this was such a big deal for her, but it was a big deal. It changed her life, and she says, and it's a choice you can make today. And I have a slide on this. Loving others is the key to living with real joy, fulfillment, and peace. It really is. If you're upset with people, if you're mad at somebody, if somebody's done you wrong and you're upset with them, I was going to say the P word, but I won't. You don't feel too good, right? You're kind of upset. But if you operate some principles here that I'm going to share from God's word on loving one another, you can have great joy, fulfillment, and peace. Yep. Let's go to Galatians 6:7. Great principle here. And it starts off in verse 7 here, chapter 6 of Galatians. It says, be not deceived. You know, a lot of times God just kind of starts his word off. But here he prefaces it with, be not deceived. This must be important. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. What you sow, you reap. If you give out love, what are you going to get back? Love. If you give out discontent, pain, ill feelings, yeah, what are you going to get back? Probably the same thing. It's a principle. Our efforts in reaching people and loving them will have great benefits, not only for them, but for you too. If you sow love and patience, kindness, generosity, encouragement, you're going to get it back in the most beautiful, wonderful way. When we play pickleball, Jeannie and I, a couple times a week, and not only are we doing it for the exercise and being outside and stuff, but we get a chance to talk to a lot of people. And we love on people. We really encourage folks. We're getting to make some great friends there. And it's kind of a lot of fun doing that. And we're getting the feedback, too, from them, which is nice to have people say nice, kind things to you, right? If you're not hearing kind words from others, what do you think you might be sowing? Something to think about, huh? Yeah. You know, loving others is not just a suggestion in the Bible, but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, said this is a commandment. Pretty big deal. Let's take a look at John 13:34, okay? John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. So this is a new commandment. Jesus says this. Not only does he say it once, he says it twice. He establishes it. You know? That you love one another. As I have loved you, that you love one another. Verse 35 says, but this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Later on in chapter 15, verse 12, he says this again. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. This must be a big deal. And it is. It is. Jesus Christ was the greatest lover, right? He just loved on people in spite of themselves. And he put up with a lot of interesting folks, didn't he? But he had that love. He had that love. How else are people going to hear and see the love of God unless we are living it and exhibiting it to the world? You know, somebody said, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one. You are an open book. We all are. Christians are an open book. Are they reading the love of God in our life as we live it? Ah, good challenge. It's a choice we make. And it's a choice we need to make if we want to reach people with God's word. Amen. Loving others is the right choice. When you make that choice, this is from that letter. What you plant, when you plant seeds of love, encouragement, and blessing, you are going to see a harvest of peace and joy that will make a difference in your life. And she goes on, finishes here. Remember, loving others isn't something that you may normally feel like doing. It requires a decision. I mean, I know there's some people that I really don't want to love. But, doggone it, God's word says I need to love them. So I'm going to love them. Why not? Jesus Christ loved me. God loves me in spite of my mistakes and sins and all the foolishness that I've done through the years. Why not? All right, how do we love one another? Let's get a little practical here. How do we love one another? All right? So, we're going to go to Colossians 3:12. These are going to be key verses. We've got them on the screen here. Colossians 3:12. How do we love one another? Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. God has voted, and he voted for you and I. We are the elect of God. This put on in the Greek is like putting on a coat or a clothes. Put on as the elect of God. Holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. This long-suffering in the old English is patience, endurance. We endure with people. We put up with people. Yeah. Wow. Verse 13. Forbearing one another. Now, what does that mean, forbearing one another? When you bear something up, you shore it up, right? Like a dam or something, you shore up the side of the hill so it doesn't fall down. That's what this forbearing is. It's building up one another. And forgiving one another. Boy, that's a toughie, isn't it? There's some people I just can't forgive. But yes, I can. Yes, I can. God's word says so. And I can make the decision to do it. And why not make the easy decision to do it and then move on? Yeah, yeah. If any man have a quarrel against any, have you ever experienced quarrels in your life? Yes, we all have, right? We've all had issues and situations come up. We're mad at each other and we're fighting each other and quarreling. Well, what do? Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. There it is, forgiveness again. We forgive. This is so key in our marriages, isn't it? Really is. I mean, we're going to have differences, but we forgive each other and we move on. And we don't bring it up. Does God bring up your sins? When he forgives you, what does he say? As far as the east is from the west, and I remember them no more. Wow. We can be like that. Why not? We've got the love of Christ sown in our hearts. I think it's Romans 5:5. For the love of God, should we look that up? Well, I just thought about the love of God that's in our hearts. So to get it right, we better go to Romans 5 and make sure we got it right. All right. It says in verse 5, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts." Okay. "Shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us." You're born again of God's Spirit. What came with that Spirit? The love of Christ. Yeah, it's shed abroad in our heart. It's flooding our heart. It's there. So we use it. We make a decision to use the love of God. Let's take a look at the next verse, 14. "And above all these things, put on charity," the King James says, but that's agape, the love of God. Agape, a love of God, which is the bond of perfectness. A number of years ago, Jeannie and I made a decision. There was a young man, or a younger man, he wasn't real young, that had a troubled past. And we heard from his parents. They were wonderful believers. And he grew up in a believer family. And I don't know how we got involved, but we made a decision to allow him to live with us for 9 months. After 9 months, I shook my head and I went, why did we do this? He has not changed. It sure doesn't seem like it. He left. We asked him to leave. But later on, we had him come back for another 9 months. Why did we do this? He left again. It was a little better the second time. You wonder why you do the things you do, but we made a decision to love on this guy. And eventually he did better. He got involved in a Christian leadership home. He went to a Bible college. And he's been on the Word ever since, big time. So he finally got it. And every time we see him, he just thanks us over and over again. He must have thanked us 100 times. Because he knew he was a jerk during that time. But see, he was a believer. He was going through stuff. We made the decision to love on him. And I believe God worked in our heart to do that. I mean, and this is an important aspect of loving on people and working with people. Ask God, walk by the Spirit as you minister and love on people. So you love on the right people. Yes. Wow. Well, the love of God is so wonderful, isn't it? Romans 12:9. A couple more verses here I want to share with you. We'll close out soon. I don't want you to sit here listening to me all morning long. I want you to go out and love people. Okay. So 12:9 says, "Let love be without" what? "Dissimulation." That's the King James. What does that mean? It means hypocrisy, basically. Hypocrisy is saying one thing and doing something else. We want to say what we mean and mean what we say, okay? So let that love be like that. Let us say what we mean and mean what we say. We love on people. "Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate," verse 10 says, "one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another." I'd rather be with you guys than anybody else. I prefer you for sure. Because you love God. You are God's best. And you've made great decisions to love on him too. I still want to love my neighbor, everybody else, yes. I do prefer you guys, though. But I want to love my neighbor as myself. We're going to see that here in Galatians, right? And more, I look out at this beautiful group of saints here, and I can come up with all kinds of examples of you loving on each other and others. Don Mueller is down here from Washington State. He's hanging out at the house of some believers to watch their dogs. Would I do that for a week or two? Probably not. But he has the love of God in his heart. They had a need, and he, bless his heart, comes down, and here he is. And I can make all kinds of different examples of all of you loving on people. Let's keep doing it. Keep loving on people. Galatians, a couple more verses here. 5:13. I want to make sure this gets sown into your hearts. Verse 13, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another, right? Yeah, we've been saved. We're not sin conscious because of what Jesus Christ accomplished for us. We have such great freedom in our life because of the Spirit we have in us. What are we going to do with that liberty? We're going to love on one another. We're going to love other people that nobody else loves. Why not? Verse 14 says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's more than one word, but you get the point, right? Figure of speech there. Galatians 5:15, next verse. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, and this is the key I was mentioning earlier, walk in the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. Listen to God. You each have Holy Spirit in you. You have the nine manifestations in you. You can get word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, right? That's revelation. That is God talking to you. So listen to him. He's talking to you. We just don't have our spiritual ears on many times. So walk by the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill what? The lust of the flesh. Yeah. Walk by the Spirit. Won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We're going to close here in 1 Peter 4:8. This is a great section of scripture in light of our subject today. 1 Peter 4:8 says, and above all these things, have fervent charity. And then again, charity is agape love, the love of God and the renewed mind, right? In manifestation. And he wants us to have it hot. He wants it fervent. Not just good old normal love of God, but fervent love of God. Where? Among yourselves, right? Your neighbors. Among yourselves, for charity or the love of God shall cover a multitude of sins. Praise the Lord. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Oh, doggone it, I got to put out the refreshments today. Doggone it. No, we don't grudge. We're blessed and excited to help and serve. As every man, this is verse 10, has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. That gift is Holy Spirit. That gift of Holy Spirit that you have in you. Minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. That grace of God, boy. That manifold grace, manifold in many different aspects. Yeah, grace of God. So, in conclusion, In conclusion, Christianity is a doing ministry. It is loving with the love of Christ that He loved us. We have the love of God in us, so we have the capacity to love others. And that's what we should be doing. So my final words to you this morning is make a decision to love on others. Okay? To love one another. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Father, thank you for how you loved us and sacrificed your Son for us. We're so grateful and thankful that we are in your family, that we can call you Father, that we can be your children. And Father, I pray that you work within us, that we can walk by that Spirit that you've given us, and that we can love on others so big and so wonderfully. We don't have to think about ourselves, but we can think about you and your love, your grace and mercy. And we can help bring people to you, because it's the love of God that's going to draw people to you. And that we can share. So thank you for the privilege, the opportunities we have to hold forth the love of God to others. And I pray and thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you.